Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The most banned network in the world.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
It's Thursday, November 2nd. 2023. And last night, President Trump released a very short video that we're going to air next segment. That is the most important minute and a half of video I've seen politically in my lifetime. This is the former president of the United States, the 45th president who had the election stolen from him 3+ years ago, literally laying out the fact that there'll never be real elections again, just like Venezuela, or just like the old Soviet Union, and that they are, in multiple states like Colorado, trying to take him off the ballot, using their criminal charges to do it. They are directly, not just election meddling, but election stealing by denying you a candidate in your face. Where are the governors? Where are the legislatures? Where are the people? Whether you love Trump or hate Trump or you're neutral on Trump, it doesn't matter. This is the permanent bureaucracy that's launching all these wars and destroying our borders and sexualizing our children and transgenderism, literally telling you, you can't have President Trump. They're the same people that are surveilling you and censoring you and controlling you. It's all come out. Everything they're doing is beyond criminal. It is treason against humanity. And we've gotten numb, and quite frankly, I have. I'm not criticizing viewers and listeners, but all of us have gotten really numb to the level of corruption and bullying and oppression we'll put up with. Look at all the things the establishment's doing right now. Look at all the wars. Look at the devaluation of the dollar. Look at the inflation. Look at Biden's bulldozers smashing over legal fences put up on the Texas border. So we're going to come back in a few minutes. And we're going to play this incredibly historic clip from President Trump, who did win the election. And they've indicted him in Georgia at a state level and federally in D.C. and the District of Mordor, saying he's indicted for questioning elections. This isn't somebody getting arrested for the N-word, which is bad enough, or arrested for Holocaust denial. This is somebody being indicted and then turning himself into the police and facing decades in jail for questioning an election that we all saw them steal. And they've gone through his lawyers, a bunch of cowards on average, and charged them, so they're rolling on Trump saying, oh, I knew it wasn't stolen. They have charged him in Georgia for saying illegal aliens voted, even though it's on record they did. Look up the news. They're legalizing illegal aliens voting in cities and liberal leftist states all over the country. So this is an incredible time, ladies and gentlemen. This is the bureaucratic corporate coup of America. It's illegal, it's illegitimate, and it's our right and our duty to say no against it. So we're going to lay all of this out geopolitically and what it means. NATO's losing the war in Ukraine. The German defense minister says prepare for war to Germans. Get ready for full-scale war. Israel. The things that are happening there. This is insanity. But this is what happens when the big globalist debt bubble starts imploding. They need a new war to distract from all the crimes they've committed. What does Gerald Celente always say? When all else fails for the establishment, they take you to war. When all else fails, they take you to major conflict. And that's where we are right now. And that's why I know a lot of you are punch drunk. So am I. We've been doing this so long. We've been in the fight so deep that just to survive, we kind of compartmentalize it. But now is the critical part of the battle happening right now. And that's why I want you today, this minute, to share the live links at Infowars.com/show and video. Tell folks, tune in, because the American resistance is live on air. Stay with us.
Well, other networks lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and support the InfoWars.
Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Supports the broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
President Trump has issued an emergency alert. America is under a globalist coup. We're going into a permanent dictatorship. We've got to stop it for ourselves and our children's future now. It's Thursday, November 2nd. 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and I want everybody to just sit back and focus on the fact that we are in a captured nation by BlackRock, by the mega banks, by the private Federal Reserve, and they are openly traveling all over the country, filing lawsuits that have failed to remove members of Congress from being able to run for office again. With Gozer and MTG, you've seen that. But now with their state and federal charges in these Soros-controlled courts, they are openly trying to remove President Trump from the ballot in Colorado and New Hampshire and other states. There's no debating Trump is 70% of the Republican field against all their candidates. They're 30%, 10 candidates. Pence has dropped out. He's 70% on average, depending on the poll. The low polls are 65%. There's no doubt he's 20-plus points ahead of Biden in their mainline polls. They are in panic mode, and they're telling you, you can't have this man. If he wasn't somebody I supported, I would still say it's wrong to take the voters' rights away. And they've indicted him for claiming there was election meddling in 2020. And 3 years later, it's come out the CIA, the FBI, big tech colluding to block voters from information, to cover up stories about Joe Biden, all the illegal aliens, the people voting the names of dead people, and the mail-in ballots in the six key states. And now Trump has come out in a speech we're about to play. It's very short, but so historic and powerful, and said they're establishing a permanent dictatorship. And once they're able to steal this from us again and from President Trump, they're never going to let go. They know there's been a political realignment. People have broken with the BlackRock-controlled, WEF-controlled globalist Democratic Party. So what do you do when the people say no, legally and lawfully, and declare their Declaration of Independence through voting? You declare them an enemy terrorist group. They've got all the false reports everywhere. FBI says Trump supporters are going to engage in terror. And, oh, Trump supporters work with Russia to cut the power off, and that may cancel the election. And they've got World War III and the Israel conflict and Russia. And all of that is a distraction. In the next 12 months, and it's basically 12 months this week, we're going to see hell released to censor you, to shut down InfoWars, and to imprison President Trump and remove him on the ballot. They're now saying, hey, you keep criticizing these courts. We've given you two strikes. The third one, you're going to jail for saying these courts are a fraud, for saying they're Democratic Party operatives. When the judge in New York bragged, I don't follow the law, I do what I want. When the Attorney General in New York said, I'm going to put Trump in jail, that's my political mission. This is dictatorship being set up. Dictatorship is the standard position in the world. Free countries are rare. It's why everyone came here to experience this. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the fight of our lives, and as Trump has said 100 times or more, they're not coming after him. They're coming after you. They've just got to get through him to get to you. So, ladies and gentlemen, I will encourage you again today to realize how precious InfoWars is, to take these clips, to take these reports and post them everywhere, and to share them on your email, your text messages, by word of mouth, to strangers, to friends, to family, to your church. Don't spread InfoWars. Spread something else. Steve Bannon or Chad Posobiec or President Trump, Tucker Carlson. But whatever you do, stand now. This is your chance to be part of the Second American Revolution, and it's an information war, and the enemy's losing. So they're now saying Hezbollah is going to launch terror attacks in America when they're the ones that brought Hezbollah in. They're saying Iran's already assassinated American officials, but won't tell us who. We're going into the false flags. We're going into the tyranny. It's happening right now, and this is game time, ladies and gentlemen. You are the info war. You are the human intelligence. You are the power. So, all of you, take the live links right now to InfoWars.com/show, band.video. Share them everywhere. The great Michael Yon and others are about to be with us. But first, let's play this important emergency alert with the real president, the former president, telling you we're going into a permanent dictatorship. Imagine 10 years ago, a former president saying we're going into a dictatorship with communists and the New World Order. You wouldn't even believe that was possible. But he's telling the truth, and it's happening. Let that sink in. Let that soak in. Now's not the time to watch Sunday night football games and go to the baseball game. I know the World Series is basically over. Now is the time to realize that the globalists are coming for your currency, your children, your way of life, your right to religion, everything else. Here's President Trump with the emergency alert he's issuing. And the political climate's so crazy. Think about the fact this is even no big deal. This isn't the top story in the country. That shows how desensitized with learned helplessness and mass Stockholm syndrome we've gotten.
A fake trial is currently taking place to try and illegally remove my name from the ballot. I often say that 2024 will be the most important election in the history of our country. The reason for that and that statement is that our country is being destroyed by people who have no idea what they're doing, or even worse, they may very well have an idea. They may hate our country, and they may want to see it destroyed. But it may also be the last election we ever have. If this election doesn't work, if this election is rigged and stolen, if bad things happen, our country will not survive. If Crooked Joe and the Democrats get away with removing my name from the ballot, then there will never be a free election in America again. We will have become a dictatorship where your president is chosen for you. You will no longer have a vote, or certainly won't have a meaningful vote. And you could say, frankly, that that has already begun. This truly is our final chance to save America. And with the 2024 election now less than 1 year away, this is your chance to take a stand against tyrants that support the one and only movement that can save our country and make America great again. We must win in 2024. If we don't win, we will not have a country. If we do win, we will make America greater than it's ever been before. Thank you.
So let's go over those words right now that President Trump just said. I often say 2024 will be the most important election in the history of our country. The reason for that and this statement is that our country is being destroyed by people who have no idea what they're doing. Or even worse, they may very well have an idea. They may hate our country and they may want to see it destroyed. The average globalist minion is just being paid to do this, thinks they're on the winning team. But the Chi-Coms and BlackRock and the globalists know they're pushing America into a civil war. So it's both the things President Trump said there. But he's really good at saying something to get you to think, to come to your own conclusion. He continues, but it may also be the last election we ever have. That's totally true. If this election doesn't work, if this election is rigged and stolen, if bad things happen, our country will not survive the false flags, the race war they're already priming. If Crooked Joe and the Democrats get away with removing my name from the ballot, then there will never be a free election in America again. Of course, they're trying to remove members of Congress from being able to vote. That's open election meddling, trying to say you can't even vote for the person you want. That is cut and dry election theft, not just election meddling. He continues, we will have become a dictatorship. We would have become a dictatorship of this oligarchy.
We will have become a dictatorship. That's a president saying that. We would have become a dictatorship. We would have become a dictatorship where your president is chosen for you. You will no longer have a vote, or certainly a meaningful vote. You could say, frankly, that this has already begun, and it has. He said, adding that this is truly our final chance to save America. A lawsuit in Colorado is challenging Trump's eligibility for the state's presidential ballot next year, claiming he should be removed from the ballot. Oh, you claim there's election fraud, so we're going to remove you from the ballot. Just like the CIA advised the communist government of Brazil when they stole the election there earlier this year, or late last year, to then now bar Bolsonaro forever running because he questioned the election. Michael Young and others are about to take over. And I want to remind listeners again, I'm in a total info war. I won't give up. I won't give in. I won't give out. But the reason I've said is I may have to quit is because if you don't support us, and I'm not blaming you, I'm just telling you the facts, it feels like quitting. I'm not quitting. But if I don't have the funds to fund InfoWars, I don't have the funds you need to fight on this critical final 12 months going into this great...
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
To hear and to act. Michael, this is a war for humanity, and America is in the way of the global tyrants, the globalists, from taking over and destroying humanity and remaking it in what their image is and clearly not what's God's. It's great to be with you, Michael, down here in Central America.
Great. Yeah, actually, this time we're in Belize. We've been in Panama quite a bit lately. As you can see, Panama is being destabilized. It's not in the news much, but it's being. We have a team down there right now. They just actually went through the Darien Gap. They just emerged yesterday morning, survived it. They came through with some very malicious behaving Syrians. They came through with a huge number of Chinese, Venezuelans as well. By the way, many Venezuelans actually are Hezbollah. A lot of people don't realize that. And they speak Spanish fluently, I mean natively, because many of the Hezbollah actually were born in Venezuela. So they actually can fit right in with the body language and the whole works. And so we have people from about 140 countries coming through the Darien Gap. An Embra Indian friend just messaged me about an hour and a half ago saying that 6,000 aliens came through the Darien Gap yesterday. So they're sleeping on the streets now in Panama. They're unable to get the buses through to pick up the migrants or the aliens who come through the Darien Gap, the illegal aliens, because there's huge unrest going on in Panama now. The streets are blocked, not directly related to the aliens coming through, but related to Chinese destabilization and World Economic Forum destabilization of Panama. That's what's actually going on. Nominally, it's about a copper mine contract with a Canadian company, which is actually heavily and openly financed by China, and so and BlackRock and whatnot. So, I mean, bottom line is Panama is one of the most vital terrains on planet Earth, and it is being destabilized, just as we've been saying for several years now that it would happen. And these aliens coming through the Darien Gap, I must have said this on 200 interviews in the last few years, eventually that spigot will be stopped, and those aliens coming through will be used to destabilize Panama. That's what's happening right now as we speak. Not in the news. You're actually hearing it right now on Alex Jones's show for the first time because I haven't actually published it. It's that fresh.
So, you know, I want to set the table a little bit, Michael, because Alex did a great job of just really giving everybody a global perspective of what's happening right now. Really, it's America that's in the way. President Trump has always talked about he's standing in the way from the globalists and the Americans. Well, it's America standing in the way of the tyranny of the globalists and the rest of the world, and it's the destruction of humanity. So looking at this from a global perspective, the people on the move, we see them coming through Darien. This is the epicenter, if you will, of everybody that's involved in the takedown of this of America. Essentially, they're using human migration as weapons to destabilize not only Panama, which is critical to the global ecosystem of supply chain management, et cetera, but also to the American way of life, which, of course, is how we have, you know, basically protected freedom. Now, I think we bastardized that with our, you know, we're here to spread democracy nonsense, and we basically become part of the problem, you know, starting and funding global wars vis-a-vis our international banking cabal, which has a stranglehold on the American federal government, not the people, but the American federal government. And we need to basically set the table so people understand you've got the American, the U.S. government, and you have the American people. They're totally different systems completely. And one is being used by the globalists to weaponize migration. And you see that in the bureaucracy of these unelected bureaucrats and these unconstitutional agencies like Secretary Mayorkas from Homeland Security, facilitating and funding, and also as the Health and Human Services organization, Xavier Becerra, funding these illegal aliens to come through the Darien Gap and elsewhere into our country, even using a border protection app to completely sidestep the immigration process completely. And Americans, we're paying for it with our tax dollars.
We have enough information to put Mayorkas in prison. No kidding. I mean, that we've generated just in Panama. I mean, Mayorkas is down there in the Darien Gap On April 18th of 2022, I waited for 4 days right by a place where I thought he might land in helicopters. And voila, 4 Blackhawks landed right in front of me on day 4. And I've got video footage of him inside of one of the camps called San Vicente Camp. I call it China Camp, or we call it China Camp, because it's a camp where the Chinese use. There's Chinese in that camp right now. I just had somebody in the camp with them this morning. So there's Chinese in the camp right now. They just came out of the Darien Gap. They're waiting to get on buses, which they can't get on right now because the unrest through Panama is causing – there's huge numbers, thousands and thousands of aliens who've made it to the Darien Gap who are now – flooding out of the camps because they can't get the buses through because the roads are blocked. The Pan American Highway is blocked. So they haven't had electricity in most of Darien for the last 3 days. It just started a couple of hours ago again because the fuel trucks can't get down to fuel the generators, right? So they haven't had electricity for 3 days. They're starting – some of the people in Darien are running short on food. It's not a crisis yet, but it's getting there. The food prices are – the farmers have been dumping out their food in Panama. I cannot stress enough how important Panama is. It is absolutely vital, right? And Panama is being destabilized. And it's being taken by the World Economic Forum and the Chinese Communist Party. The Panamanians, whenever I say this, they accuse me of being a conspiracy theorist. They're going to die. And I mean that. Panama is not going to make it. I keep telling them, you will not survive this unless you do something right now. And they're not doing it. They're doing just what Europe has done. Multiculti nonsense. Sweden's gone. Masako Ganaha, the famous Japanese journalist, and I were in Luxembourg last year in Europe. And that place is about 50%, about 50% migrants. Now, Luxembourg's dead, right? And you see the same thing happening in across Europe, where we travel constantly watching what's going on. Another vital terrain in Europe is actually Netherlands. Netherlands is also being taken by the World Economic Forum and the Chinese Communist Party. They're building something called Tri-State City. Every time I mention Tri-State City, the accusations of conspiracy theorists come in. But there are maps for Tri-State City that are published by the World Economic Forum, who will then accuse you of conspiracy theory. But the maps are there. Look up Tri-State City. You can find the map in about 5 seconds. And you'll see that this is a city that will consist of about 30 million people if it goes according to plan. It's most of Netherlands, a part of Belgium, and part of Germany. That's the Tri-State. The end of the railway that goes all the way from Shanghai and other feeders in China ends at Rotterdam Harbor, which is in Tri-State City, which is at the mouth of the Rhine River, which is like the Mississippi for Europe, right? So Rotterdam Harbor is one of the biggest in the world, one of the top 10, and it's the largest in Europe. Just south of Rotterdam Harbor is Antwerp, which is the second largest harbor in Europe. Those will both be in Tri-State City. You see why I spend so much time in Netherlands and why I spend so much time in Panama and Japan. These are all vital terrains, right? And so bottom line is, this is not just about weaponized migration. The weaponized migration are one weapon that they're bringing to the war. They're like the tanks, right? They've also got they're building the new Silk Road. The Chinese Communist Party has co-authored a book with a Panamanian economist that talks about how they're going to open up a railway from South America through Panama and a highway. They're working on it right now. We were just down there looking at the bridge. We just made photos of the new bridge going over the Rio Chuquinaca right now. Anyway, I'll talk for days.
Well, we're about to go to break, Michael. But again, what you're talking about is the Chinese Belt and Road Initiative. Right. And they do have a really detailed map of what they're already currently doing and what they intend to do. And what we witnessed clearly down in the Darien Gap is the connection from the Pan American Highway in South America, connecting through Central America and, of course, up into America. And we're seeing the Taiwanese government in partnership here in Belize, increasing the breadth and depth of the roadway system here, all to facilitate this weaponized migration. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to continue this conversation because the world needs to get off the couch. Keyboard warriors are great, but time to get up, folks. Time to get in the fight like Alex.
Please remember, we are listener-supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good. Having your medicine cabinet supports the broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have it given to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got. Immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, till one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
More specifically, giving you a global perspective on what you need to see, hear, and understand. And it's time to get off the couch, get out from behind the keyboard, and get engaged, get on the battlefield. If you heard Alex's transmission at the beginning of this broadcast, you heard he's asking for everybody to get engaged. The war is here, and it is real, and America is going down right now because the globalists have instituted an evil genius plan to destabilize the world through weaponized human migration, and we're seeing it happen here in Central America. Panama has for all intents and purposes, is on the verge of collapsing and losing their government based on the weaponized migration that is currently underway with thousands and thousands of people coming from all over the world through the Darien Gap. And now because the city has basically been shut down, or the country's been shut down, as people are now protesting over government contracts that are going sideways as the government is unfortunately doing dirty deals with the CCP, with BlackRock and other global organizations, the people are unhappy. They're very unhappy with their government, and the people are standing up and rising up, but they're also unhappy with the migrant invasion. Just talk to the Embera Indians who live down in the Gap, who are watching their culture be destroyed, their environment be destroyed. They live in the rainforest with endemic species that are being destroyed as thousands and thousands of people are trampling through that protected UNESCO habitat. And again, the Biden regime, along with Mexican's President Obrador and the Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, all signing the Declaration of North America on January 10th of this year, basically dissolving the borders of these three countries and facilitating the weaponized human migration at the expense of the American taxpayer, who's going to be paying the interest on all the money that the international banking cabal known as the Federal Reserve prints to fund all of this. These migrants are getting paid $2,200 a month, while the American average retiree on Social Security gets $1,400. Some migrants in Chicago, for instance, are getting paid upwards of $9,000 a month. So again, the push and pull of human migration, of human osmotic pressure, as my colleague Michael Yan here says, is being weaponized, and it's to the fall of this great country here. And before we went to break, we were talking about the Belt and Road Initiative and how the World Economic Forum and the CCP are really collaborating at this time, Michael, to facilitate what is true globalism and the destruction of sovereignty.
Right. Notice how these human osmotic pressure flows, the push and that pull of that migration. Much of the flow is happening right where they wish to build these Belt and Road Initiative main corridors. For instance, Panama is a main corridor, and the aliens flowing through are going right along the lines where they wish to make the railway and the roadway through, plus the Panama Canal, where 6% of global trade passes through that canal, right? That is absolutely a vital. Panama is, again, one of the most vital terrains on Earth. Likewise, huge numbers being pushed into Netherlands and other places like that, which are very key terrain in the future of what's unfolding. Likewise, you see Japan preparing Okinawa Prefecture for eventual same thing happening. Masako Ganaha and Chuck Holton and I were in Okinawa Prefecture earlier this year. We were on Ishigaki Island talking with the mayor and others there about their preparations, for instance, for an invasion. If something happens to Taiwan, the mayor of Ishigaki was concerned that many of the Taiwanese will then flow into Ishigaki, and then the Japanese who live on Ishigaki will then have to leave, right? Meanwhile, the mainlanders who live in Taiwan and who will just come straight from the mainland will then occupy part of Okinawa Prefecture, which will then, of course, that's like taking the keys in Florida. Eventually, you'll move up into greater Florida and throughout the rest of the bloodstream. And this is clearly what's happening.
Yeah, so if you want to get even more nitty-gritty into the context of all of this, you're going to have to take a closer look at actually what's happening down here in Central America. Anthony Rubin, known as Muckraker, the real Muckraker on Twitter, has done an incredible job of actually becoming part of the migrant flow. He arrived in Quito, Ecuador, and assimilated into a group of migrants predominantly of Syrian and Chinese descent, and traveled with them through the dangerous trek of the Darien Gap. It's about a six-day journey through a very rugged mountainous terrain that is truly a jungle environment. But because, again, as I mentioned just earlier, the thousands of people that have come through there, they've trampled the environment, therefore making the pathway a lot more hospitable, if you can even believe it, in an area that is, you know, particularly overrun with, deadly diseases, animals, and of course, then if the individuals that are there to rob you along the way, some of the unfortunate people that are coming through are posing just like migrants there that are there to rob you. Some of them even wear uniforms to look like they're military there to facilitate your journey through. And in fact, they're there to make sure that you either don't make it out alive or you don't make it out with any of the goods and money that you are trying to make it through to the other side. So he actually came out, he and his brother Josh, amazing that they went through this entire ordeal. They never got sick, which is really a kudos to their fortitude and their health, and they practiced really good, safe water drinking, etc. But they got to the other side, and they are now in, they were in Camp Vicente, which, as you call China Camp.
San Vicente, they were there this morning.
Yeah, they were there. They got there this morning. Panama has lost power, as sort of I said, they're going through some serious issues right now. I think we just got power back up, so we were able to get comms on them. But Michael had them equipped with GPS, so we were able to track the journey. And, you know, unlike anybody else going through there, they actually saw up close and personal just how dangerous it is, but also the ferocity of these people that are in this migrant, you know, battalion, if you will, the wave of the invading army that's coming to our country. These are people that hate America.
6,000 just yesterday through the gap, according to Embraer Indians. Just yesterday, 6,000 in one day. Just the Darien Gap.
And this is what Anthony's talking about. The looks in their eyes, they hate Americans. I mean, Anthony was warned, don't be filming these people because they are going to suspect that you're there to report on them or give them up or whatever, right?
Yeah, especially the Syrians. They're straight up hardcore.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, if you put this in context, right, you've got global war happening everywhere. And like Alex said in the beginning of the broadcast, again, spot on about all of this. Shout out to you, Alex Jones. You've been right about everything. And for, you know, for the people that are just now figuring that out, I'm glad they're on board, but you need to look at this thing in a global perspective. These wars that are being generated all over the place right now is because the system that they have is broken and they need to reset it. This is what the global reset is about. All assets deployed, they're using everything they can from the COVID pandemic to creating and manufacturing wars and funding both sides of it because they printed into an oblivion and the money supply just won't last. And the pressure of the BRICS economy coming up with all of the gold-backed currencies that they're, you know, facilitating in their basket of currencies, they're waiting for the day. China's already turning back in treasuries. They are not using the dollar, the petrodollar in Saudi Arabia anymore. They are destabilizing the international banking cabal, which is what runs our fiat currency here in the States. So the Americans are going to be unwitting victims in all of this, while the destabilization as manufactured by these global elites and by countries like the BRICS nations that are, you know, being booted out of the global cabal because Joe Biden kicked Russia out of SWIFT. Lucky for Russia. They are, you know, this whole confluence of events is the perfect storm that is going to crush the United States and it's going to crush the Americans. So while the United States government and all of the oligarchs in the government, which is the unelected bureaucrats, will survive just fine because they always do, we the people are the ones that are going to suffer. And the only way we can fight back is if we just stand up and say no.
No. Listen, no. And listen, I want to say something about those Syrians. Anthony out there with his brother noticed that they all had they were wearing crosses and they had Jesus tattoos. Okay. Like, we actually believe you.
Fresh
tattoos. Right. There you go. And they were very aggressive. Like, you know, and anyway, bottom line is things are not as they appear. Be careful. Beware of these people coming across the border. They are hardcore. The Syrians broke off at one point in the jungle and took some other trail. We already suspected that some of those people, some of the jihadists were taking a separate trail. And we reconned that part of that earlier this year. And so, and then now the Syrians just magically reappeared, late last evening. So they went into the jungle at one place with the Chinese and the Venezuelans and others. And then the Syrians disappeared. And we suspect they went down this trail that we reconned, like I said earlier this year. And we think that's the jihadist trail. Anyway, bottom line, there's a lot going on. We have clear Hezbollah, Hamas, ISIS, everybody else under the sun is coming in. And meanwhile, everybody's running off to Israel. Ukraine, that war's lost. Bottom line, it's going exactly how a lot of us predicted.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Well, now the future camp has been built. It's much larger now. There's Chinese in it right now as we speak. They just more come in from the jungle every morning. So that group that Anthony Rubin just came through the jungle with, they are actually in the camp right now waiting for buses that are not coming because the roads aren't open in Panama. So, I mean, so many are actually walking up Highway 1 now towards Panama City. I don't think they realize how far that walk is, or actually they are smart people. It'll be several days. So we're getting reports right now this morning from Imbra Indians and others down there that the aliens are actually knocking on Panamanians' doors to get food, sleeping in their yards. They're hungry. And so this is it. Panama is being destabilized. And this is from the – listen, these organizations like Ann just saw it in Masako Ganaha. We were just down in Panama again. Right by the Panama Canal, a former U.S. military headquarters area, is now IOM headquarters. It's Red Cross headquarters. UN, World Food Program, the who's who in the zoo have taken over a former U.S. military base and it's now an invasion base.
These are all UN organizations. You know, just because they have a different moniker doesn't mean they're not related. They are all related back to the one world government, United Nations. And, you know, we have been fighting a proxy war with Russia through Ukraine for the longest time now. And guess what? America is losing. We have given hundreds of billions of dollars of weapons and aid to Ukraine. And what do we have to show for it? We have a military that's been decimated. We have armaments that are actually low on supply. Our strategic petroleum reserve, we're down, I think, in the 30 percentile range for actual SPRs on hand should we go into war. We have a military that's woke. We have a military that's been decimated by the bioweapon. These are all the ingredients that were put forth by the people behind the United Nations, the Committee of 300, the global elites, whatever you want to call these demons. These are the architects of the destruction of humanity. But they, again, targeting the United States of America and Americans, not our government, our government officials. They're going to be A-okay because they always are. There's no accountability there because they're not even really, they're not even elected, first of all. And most of them are selected bureaucrats. But more importantly, they don't even swear in a proper oath of office. That has all been uncovered with Freedom of Information Acts. We filed all these lawsuits, got all the FOIAs back. We can prove that the Biden cabinet doesn't even have proper oaths of office on file. All 100% legitimate. All this information has been given to the Trump team attorneys so that they can sort out how to handle this. This is a complete fabrication, like President Trump said in the opening message when the show started at 12 o'clock. You know, it's a kangaroo court. It's a fake court. The whole thing is fake. Well, it is fake. These people are not even legitimately installed in office properly, and yet we the people are tacitly giving them the power because we agree to their authority. We need to stand up and say, no, Alex Jones said this is the second revolution. History is going to reflect, where were you and what did you do right now at this moment in time? Our Constitution, our Declaration of Independence demands that we perform our civic duty. And it talks about when, you know, tyranny has usurped our freedoms. We have an obligation, a duty, a civic duty to alter and abolish. And it's written right in paper on that parchment paper that is extremely valuable that, again, the people sitting up there in Capitol Hill do not even acknowledge is legitimate. Nancy Pelosi calls it a relic, for God's sakes. I mean, this is what we're dealing with, Michael.
This is the moment of truth. This is it. This is that moment. You either stand up now or you don't. You're either an American now or a Japanese now, patriot, or you are a leech or a coward. This is it. It's on. Game on. If we don't stop this invasion at the border, if we don't start mass deportations, you're dead. Bottom line, it's that simple. And it's the same with Europe. You're dead. And, you know, when I was on Jordan Peterson's show earlier this year with Ava Lardingerbrook, Ava and I both warned that the BBB party in Netherlands was a plant by the World Economic Forum. The BBB in Dutch language is Bodenburger Beweging, which means Farmer Citizens Movement. It was a clear World Economic Forum plant, right? And yet the farmers voted for it overwhelmingly. They voted for it overwhelmingly despite our protestations. Even though their signs all over Europe, all over Netherlands were BB better, build back better, Bodenburger Beweging. The enemy tells you what it's going to do. It tells you it's practically got 666 written on its forehead and Satan written across its chest. And yet people still voted for it. People that, and when I would talk with Dutch farmers, they would say, no, you don't understand. They're on our side. Now they're taking their farms. That was in March. I was over there for those elections in March of this year, and already instantly, Bodenburger Beweging, they got in charge of, they got not in charge, but they got a great deal of seats in Netherlands, and now they're working to take those farms away because who's going to be in charge? Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation have put hundreds of millions of dollars into the picnic food distribution centers, many of which are around Netherlands, right? It's a vertical food production, you know, crickets and printed meat. Masako Ganaha and I, the Japanese journalists, we went to a restaurant in Netherlands last year, and they were printing meat, printing it with a printer, like an inkjet printer. They sell it in restaurants. We bought some. We didn't eat it. But we made vote. Yeah, I mean, we smelled it and that sort of thing. I hope we didn't get too close to it. And they're actually selling it on nice, beautiful white plates. And it's printed meat. You can't make up the stuff. Just look it up online. You'll see it's like an inkjet printer that prints meat. What's in that stuff?
Well, clearly these are the anti-God globalists, because if you believe in God, you would never consider eating printed meat, right? This, you know, God gave us everything on the planet, Michael, that we need. He gave us all of the, as we learned from the Mennonites, that there's a pretty significant population of Mennonites that live right here in Belize. And these are the people, by the way, that are going to survive the global Holocaust, as we call it, because they're living off the land. They're the super preppers, if you will. These are the people that know how to live and eat and treat themselves for medicinal purposes just off the stuff that's growing on the ground. And again, Americans aren't prepared for this. What is coming when we recognize we have terror cells in all 50 states, when we recognize that we ourselves, with our own eyes, and Anthony Rubin reporting as well, you have Syrians, Hezbollah, and Hamas, and Chinese of military age men coming across the border that hate Americans. They hate you, okay? They hate you, Mr. and Mrs. America. They want to see you extinct, and they've already been doing everything they possibly can with the chemical jihad being waged by the CCP, with the fentanyl crisis killing 100,000 Americans per year, the food crisis, the food poisoning, and on and on and on. Of course, the chemical spills that happen when trains derail. Again, I've reported on the Chinese that have been there cutting train tracks with blow torches that the FBI scooped up and told the railroad workers, you never saw this, we were never here kind of stuff, covering it all up. Because again, the FBI is part of the globalist machine to take down America. Look at what they're doing to Owen Schroyer. Look at what they're doing to the J6ers. This is a globalist takedown right now. And if you don't want to stand up, then please step aside and let somebody else stand up. This is our moment in time to take back our country, to stand up for the God-given rights and the God-given freedoms. So, I mean, you know, I know we got to go to break here in about 3 minutes, Michael, but you know, this is that moment in time right now when America is faced with the unthinkable, that we are now going to be the fathers and daughters and mothers of the American Revolution. I already am. I'm a DAR. My great-great-grandfather fought in the American Revolutionary War in 1776. I'm proud to say it.
As did two of my grandfathers.
There you go. So you're a son of the American Revolution. Mm-hmm. You've got two right here, and there are millions of us out there because, you know, that's just how it is. We're genetically predisposed to our forefathers that were here. So where are you in all of this right now, America? Where are you? Because this is that moment in time where you have to ask yourself, the lights are going to go out. Communications are going to go down. This isn't a drill. This isn't a threat. This isn't fear porn. This is the reality. They poisoned us. They're poisoning the skies right now. They're poisoning the water, the food. Go ahead.
Tell them what we saw yesterday at Walmart in Mexico.
Yeah,
we're in Belize now. But
yeah, we drove across the border in Mexico. So Mr. and Mrs. Globalist at Walmart, you walk in, they worship, it's called Santa Muerta. They have an altar to Muerta. It's the altar to remember the dead. That's their holiday yesterday, okay? And right next to the altar, they're celebrating death. How?
The Day of the Dead, yes.
And how are they celebrating the Day of the Dead? Right next door, Walmart is sponsoring free COVID and flu shots with the mRNA.
Not right next door, 15 feet away.
15 feet, yeah, you can't even make it up. I mean, literally in the same 15 feet, you've got someone taking the poison death shot next to the altar of death. There you go. This is in the Walmart yesterday. And we're sitting there, and sure enough, there they are.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. That's the vaccine crew. That's the vaccine death police right there in Walmart. Mr. and Mrs. Global, there you go. I mean, you honestly can't make this stuff up. And while so many people look at this and go, oh, this is so innocent, it's a holiday, we're painting our faces. Again, think about the paganism in which you're supporting and the paganism that you are supporting when you worship Halloween and you can't find a Christmas decoration anywhere. So,
yeah, if you want to make a fortune, just open a free vac shop and a funeral home and a florist right next to each other.
Yeah, that's right. It's not funny, but it's funny. I mean, this is what I mean. We have to have a laugh here every now and then because it's so serious what we're talking about. And for us, it feels like, you know, the Bible says not everybody gets to go. And so sometimes I think, Michael, maybe that we've woken up as many people as we're going to wake up. I just hope we have enough to stand up and defend so that we can honor what God gave us in this Second Covenant Nation.
So we're out talking with people like Mennonites now because, you know, listen, if you have Mennonites or Amish or those sorts of people around you, it's time to start getting to know how they live.
That's right.
Because if the lights go out for the Amish and the Mennonites, they're not even going to notice.
They won't notice.
I mean, they're just going to be like, it's just another day, right? Because they know how to live.
All right, we got to go to break, everybody. When we come back, I believe we're going to have Colonel Doug McGregor at some point calling in with any luck. He's a busy guy, but stick with us. Hear more on InfoWars. Alex Jones, Michael Yon, and Ann Vandersteel on this transmission.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.